Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, good Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, young man.
Hey, good morning.
Everybody's wanting to know, Phil.
What are they wanting to know?
They're wanting to know if you had a good night off.
Oh, sure did.
You've had two nights off in a row.
Right, yeah.
I know you're on here recording yesterday. Oh, yeah, late last night, so.
I was here last night.
Good for you, but.
But again, it's my hobby job, so yeah. There you go.
So my question is, was it worthy of a night off?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, maybe got to bed a little earlier.
Maybe. What's a little earlier?
Before 9.
Where are you at tonight?
River Valley.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm in Benton.
Benton. Yes. All right. So, well, say hello to everybody in Benton us.
Yes. So, anyway, anything else going on in your life that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, not much. Today is National Pie Day.
Yes, and I got you a moon pie.
Oh, you did? Yeah, moon pie. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, never thought about that. What's Hank Bray's favorite pie?
Probably pecan.
Okay, pecan. That rates, it's 16% of people in the survey say that's their favorite. So,
wow.
Apple is number one at 37%, and then other. Chocolate toppings.
I've never had an other pizza.
Other pie. Then pecan, cherry is 14% and blueberry 9%.
So what's other made out of?
Other would be everything else.
I've never had a
my favorites.
Other pie.
Nobody's ever going to say this one, but custard pie, like my mom used to make. Yeah. That's a good pie. Rhubarb.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
You got it. Well, if you put plenty of sugar in it, sugar it up, it's good.
Nope.
Or if you put a little crunch over the top, like a rhubarb crisp top. Ground cherry. Have you ever had that before?
Uh-uh.
That's a good one too. That's another old fashioned pie. The mock apple. I think we talked about that too.
Yeah, we can make one of them.
Sure. Peanut butter pie.
Had one of them.
That's a delicious one too. They got to bring back these pie judging competitions because we used to. I think Ron and I became experts in judging.
Oh, you've become experts in a lot of things.
Went to different meal sites, and then Schmidt Woodland Hills used to have theirs every year. So. Yep, I can tell you about that. So that's making news. Also, did you watch the NFL playoffs last weekend?
No.
Particular the Chiefs game. So today in Sport News, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says does not believe the NFL officials are calling games to help his team win. That's been the national discourse following last week's divisional round matchup with Houston. It's been that way all year.
It's been that way for 2 years. And you know what? They're good and they win. They execute.
They are good and they win. The Texans were penalized for hits on him twice.
One I disagree with.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing that I guess that I see, and we used to see that even with when Aaron Rodgers was there too.
Right.
If you have an elite quarterback, they are going to protect him. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
perfect example.
Joe Montana was even protected. So.
They don't want the big name quarterbacks to get hurt because that's, you know, so they're really going to go extra. And that's been one of June's complaints with her beleaguered Bears is that, you know, the rookie quarterback or whatever, they get thrown around like a rag doll and don't always get a call. You know, and I see that actually.
Yeah, it's. Josh Allen don't take many hits.
He actually gives more hits than he takes. Yeah.
But you know, Patrick Mahomes was running the other day, all right, and then he kind of stopped, looked like he was going down, and then continued running. And then he started to slide when he already had two guys in the air, and they threw a flag. And if a quarterback's gonna play games like that, hit him.
What do you do? I mean, as a tackler, he gets up and runs again. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So I don't think the NFL refs are cheating at all.
No, I don't think
I don't
either.
Think of that.
But the internet makes a big deal out of it.
They make a big deal out of everything.
That meme of him hugging a ref or the ref hugging him.
Yeah, it's you know, they don't like winners.
Well, yeah, that's true. And the Packers have had their share of detractors over the years, too, when they were successful.
But, you know, speaking of winners and losers, you know, the Minnesota fans had a lot of things to do since they were ousted early like the Packers. Minnesota's now the new home of the largest ice maze ever built in the Minnesota Ice Festival. Broke the Guinness World Records for the largest ice maze. A record that has been on ice for 15 years was just broken in Minnesota. The festival broke the GWR record for the largest one ever. An adjudicator of the Guinness World Records certified it on Friday. The ice maze at TCO Stadium is 18,148.89 square feet. The previous record was in Buffalo, New York in 2010 at 12,000. They beat that by almost 6,500.
That crazy?
Mm. But they have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, they must. Yeah. Well, so do we.
No, we do.
So do the Lions, and everybody's picking their coaching staff part. So the Bears got the offensive coordinator, the Jets got the defensive coordinator from the Lions.
I don't think that was a good hire.
For either one?
For either one.
Yeah. Well, the Lions were kind of the new.
I totally understand what they're doing. I just don't think it was a good hire for either team. I don't think they're proven. I don't. I really don't. Yep. So,
well, there you go. We'll find out, won't we?
We will.
Yep. Very soon enough. You know, David Rush is in the news, the serial Guinness World Record breaker. He put his juggling skills to the test to break the latest record, the fastest time to make 10 alternating hits of a table tennis ball on bottle caps.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that? Rush said he initially thought the task would be easy, but he soon had roadblocks, including finding bottle caps that were large enough to hit the balls, but small enough to conform to Guinness standards. So, yeah, hit a tennis ball with a bottle top.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. And again, who thinks of these things?
And again... And I know he does it. He does it for cancer.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stem cell research, yeah. I believe it is. Speaking of that, a British woman donned a polar bear costume to run a frigid Norwegian marathon and break a world record with a time of 4 hours, 58 minutes, and 29 seconds. She put the polar bear outfit on. It's got a polar bear head and running this marathon.
Isn't that crazy?
It's hard enough to do that with, hopefully she had pretty good holes to breathe out of. Otherwise, you know, you've got that head on. Right, exactly. But she did it for cancer research and in memory of her father who passed away a few years ago from cancer. Wow. So, yeah.
A lot of motivation there.
A lot of motivation. That's pretty cool.
The most heart transplants performed in a year, Philip. The Vanderbilt Transplant Center sets the world record in Nashville, Tennessee. The Vanderbilt Transplant Center, part of Vanderbilt University Medical Center, performed 174 in pediatric heart transplants in a year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that is. That but used to be something that, you know.
And all lived.
Was rare. Yeah. Wow.
So that is absolutely amazing that they can do that. So, yeah. Which is kind of neat. So,
yeah. Medicine has made huge strides, that's for sure.
Yeah. One more for you.
What do you got?
Well, the world's largest mountaintop snow fort.
Ah.
It's in Keystone Resort in Colorado in Durkham Mountain. Colorado, the property of Vail Resorts Incorporated, is the perfect stop before heading to a mountaintop tubing session or is a fun way to enjoy your beautiful mountain while taking a break from the slopes, setting at an elevation of more than 11,600 feet with a 10,000 square foot footprint and reaching heights more than 30 feet tall. The snow fort sets the world record for being the world's largest mountaintop snow fort. And it's pretty neat to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I looked at it on the internet. It is really, really cool. So
I would always try to make one just that I could try to crawl in. That's about as far as I got.
Yeah, and then,
that was about it.
And then hope to God my brothers didn't find it because they'd either run a bike over it or something like that. Yeah. When we had snow. I mean, it would come down. We didn't get like the stuff like this.
Did the old folks in Pea Ridge get snow yesterday?
Yeah,
or this week?
Not yesterday. It went south.
It went south of them. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's pretty south.
Yeah. Yesterday's Bucks game in New Orleans was canceled because of snow. Now, what are the odds of that?
Speaking of that, did you hear that Wisconsin is sending snow trucks to New Orleans to help?
Really? Yep. Oh, that's good.
Seriously. And this morning I saw a snowman on the beach.
Snowman on the beach.
Yes. That's pretty cool. Never seen that before.
That doesn't happen
very often.
No.
Well, they said once in a lifetime.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So they say they're sending trucks from the north from almost every state that, right. in the Midwest, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
If they get paid.
But to have a Southern game canceled because...
Isn't that crazy snow?
It is. And then
that's about as Southern as you can get.
Yeah, fly home to Milwaukee so you can play the game.
Isn't that crazy? And then the airport was shut down? The
airport was shut down. I haven't heard... I think the Bucks got out of there. They're supposed to be home tonight. But Miami... has snow too, and that's who they play. So there was thinking about, well, Miami, maybe they'll have some trouble getting out of there. I don't know.
You never know. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, crazy winter.
That's okay. You know what? We still have each other, Phil.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Wow, very nice. Yeah. Yesterday it never stopped snowing either. You know, it
was
supposed to stop at 9 o'clock, and I think maybe it was 9 o'clock last night it was supposed to stop.
I think I got a half an inch.
Yeah, and it was slippery too.
It was slick. It was very, I don't say snotty.
Yeah, there you go.
It was very. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yeah, well.
I hope you have a great day, young man. Good luck tonight at River Valley.
Thanks for stopping by.
You know what? Be kind.